Beer FM Breakfast. Good morning, this is Ian James. How you doing? Valentine's Day, and I'm privileged to say we're going to speak to our special guest on the show this morning, who is Lucy Spraggan. Now, do you remember this? Let's take you back to 2012.
What's your name?
My name's Lucy Spraggan.
Do you want some water?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah? Okay, cool. What do you do for a living?
I am the person with a clipboard in the street that you're trying to avoid. I sell baby photos for 99p if anyone has any babies that they want photos of.
What are you going to sing for us today?
I'm going to sing my own song called Last Night, which is about when you wake up on a Sunday and you've got beer fear of what you did the night before. Last night I told you I loved you.
Whoa. There you go. That's Lucy Spraggan back in 2012 on The X Factor. And privileged to have her on the show this morning. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm all right. I haven't heard that version of that song for such a long time.
I know. It was such a moment. It was just unbelievable. Louis said to the reaction of that, that they've never had somebody on The X Factor who's actually just done their own version of a song and then set the arena alight.
It was amazing. I never expected that response. I just noticed then, I played it so fast. So I played it literally double time because I was so nervous.
So that's the thing. If you listen to the album version of that song, it's a lot slower, isn't it?
I used to do that a lot. Like, if you listen to my albums now, because I play with a band, we generally play them at the same pace, and I'm not as nervous anymore. But I used to play songs like 3 times the speed because I've been so nervous.
Now, I've just found out that you come from Kent.
I do indeed. My accent wouldn't give that away ever, would it?
No. If you look at Wikipedia, you do all the kind of research like I was doing before the show, it says she's from Sheffield, but born in Canterbury, no less.
Yes, and I lived there till I was, 11 or 10, I think. I lived in Wincheap, yeah.
Okay, my special guest on the show this morning is Lucy Spraggan, and she's got a brand new album out, which is called I Hope You Don't Mind Me Writing. Now, this is an album you've got to get. If you've not got this in your collection, make sure you go on and order this today. That's your direct order, right? This is a brilliant song. This is actually track 2 from the album. This is brilliant. Check this out. This is Loaded Gun. Just love it. It's Lucy Spraggan. There you go. And that's Loaded Gun. And Lucy is our special guest on the show this morning. So, Luce, what first got you into music then?
Well, my brother used to play guitar really well, and my brother's always been better than me at everything. So I tried to do something that I'd beat him at, but he's still better than me, so I might have to look for something else.
That's rubbish, isn't it? Like siblings, they're just, you know, my brother is exactly the same. In fact, he's the one with the top of the range Range Rover and stuff now.
Ah, man. Man.
It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, I started songwriting when I was about 12, and I just did it, you know, I spoke to somebody the other day who's sort of starting out in music, and she said, does it take you ages to sort of work out how to do it and find your sound? And I was like, no. And she was like, oh.
I think it's just it's one of those things, you've either got it or you haven't, isn't it? It's just some people are just talented, I guess.
I don't know, I just think style-wise, I think it just sort of happened.
I tried to play guitar, tried to learn guitar, and my fingers aren't fast enough.
Did you learn as an adult?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think you have to learn when you're a kid, because it's so... My fingers literally bled when I was a kid. But when you're an adult, you're like, oh, my finger's bleeding, I'm not doing that, I'm going to go for a pint instead.
So I've got to get my 3-year-old a guitar, that's what you're saying, yeah?
That definitely, and then don't get lessons, just leave it in the room. Don't force it on them.
Good tips. Right, now, 4 albums in practically 4 or 5 years. Sort of first album in 2011, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, well, I've just started writing my 5th, actually.
My God.
I'm a bit I've just released the 4th one, and I'm like, oh... I've got stuff to write, so I may as well just start.
So, do songs just kind of come to you? What's the kind of writing process for you?
Well, I write most stuff down in my in the notes folder on my phone. It's modern technology for you. The song for the 5th album is called Connie's Bar. We spent a couple of weeks in North Florida, and we went into a bar, and there was this amazing barwoman there called Connie, and... Literally, I've just started writing, finished it now. It's called Connie's Bar, and it's about this Canadian bar woman in a biker bar. Just, literally completely random.
Just random. We love random. It's all good. And we've got some random stuff coming up for you in just a little while time. All right.
Fabulous.
Sounds exciting. Right now, we're going to play another song. Let's do it from the brand new album. It's called I Hope You Don't Mind Me Writing. This is track 9 on the album. And this is one of your favourites. This is All That I've Loved.
Yes.
Let's get this on BRFM Breakfast this morning. Our special guest is Lucy Spraggan this morning.